cup of tea. He stays up with me and we discuss things. Most of the time he just listens, other times offers suggestions, or he just ignores my questions. It gets more depressing as time passes. Every night I ask this one question, and all he does is wipe his glasses. It's aggravating as hell. I'm just waiting to tell whether or not he can even remember the answer, whether or not he's choosing not to tamper with his memory, whether or not he can even remember me. What a waste of time. But every night it's that same damn routine. One green cup of tea and me stuck all by myself once it's empty. Then I'm off the bed with plenty of caffeine to keep me up and thinking. The cup I'm drinking from is never clean. I can't remember if it's a dream. Once I awake and I walk from my messy bed and anticipate the next late night talk.
You don't scare me. Why are you still sitting here? I'm not afraid of me.
You are not intimidating.
What is it that you want?
Every midnight, we sit at the coffee table and we share a cup of tea. He stays up with me and we discuss things. Most of the time, he just listens. Other times, offers suggestions with his awful expressions, altered reflections. His whole aura is see-through with more confessions. I don't want to leave you. This cup should be bottomless. As my insecurities spill, I see his face fading away. I surely need a refill. I purposely keep still and don't move much, except to wet my lips with sips. With every kiss of death, I lose touch. I sip the tea carefully, cause it's at the degree of separation. Tasting his forked tongue in bilingual conversation, waiting for his answer still. And at any given chance, I will sweet and low my bitter past. Let the cancer kill the small talk. Hi, man, this bitter taste in my mouth needs to get washed out. Ghosts in this house don't have anything timely to talk about. The concept is dead, there's nothing death should interrupt. I went to bed last night with one sip left in the cup.
Yes, Miss Matthias,